the 21st of February 2023. My name is Max and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1711. Our topic today is Fortnite Death. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode.
The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
If, like me, you are a severely lapsed player of Fortnite Islands, this seems like an ideal time to jump back into the game, since the data miners seem to have discovered an intriguingly tagged audio file in Chapter 4's code, which suggests a Tilted Towers comeback. Noted Fortnite leakers such as Hypex dug deeper into the update, confirming Ash would appear in-game, alongside some Evil Dead-related cosmetics. The exact date of when Ash's Evil Dead-related clothing is set to be released in Fortnite is not known at the moment either. As of this publishing, the bundle is available for purchase from the Fortnite item store, available to buy for $3.99, or 600 V-Bucks. The Strange Transmissions pack costs a total of €11.99 and is available from Fortnite's item shop. While most Fortnite crossover skins are purchasable for V-Bucks, the Strange Transmissions pack is not. Death Valley returns every 95 days on average, and is most likely in item shops on or about April 22, 2023. There are many imitators of Fall Guys in Fortnite's creative mode, but this one truly takes the cake. Fortnite Creative Mode allows players to make a game that they want, and one of the more popular styles is Deathrun. Fortnite is a battle royale game made by Epic Games, and there are three modes to choose from: Save the World, Battle Royale, and Creative. If you have not installed Fortnite, you can instantly get access to its free PvP Battle Royale mode by downloading the game's client here. Fortnite Battle Royale players are now eligible to join in the fun, as a Shadowplay Highlights patch was released January 10th for the game's addictive Battle Royale PvP mode, with more than 30 million players. That is the core idea behind the phenomenally popular Battle Royale version of the globally beating video game Fortnite, which has 40 million players log in each month, and grossed $223 million in March this year alone. Its success has inspired a host of other Battle Royale games, including the mode on upcoming installments of the Juggernaut Call of Duty series. Fortnite was the top-grossing game last year, and while it showed signs of slowing early in this year, it is still the top-rated title. Despite being a free-to-play game, 68.8% of Fortnite players spent money on in-game purchases, with an average value per sale of $84.67, with $1 million being sold daily. Scissor's Deathrun 3.0 is our favorite from the bunch, and has gone on to become one of the most played Fortnite Deathrun maps ever. So much so, in fact, that there is even a contest for winning real-world cash prizes for competing on the course. No Fortnite Deathrun list would be complete without a contributor from the creator, Scissors, who has gained fame and notoriety with his stellar maps, which provide real challenges to creators. We went more in depth on each of the Fortnite Deathrun maps below, complete with screenshots and gameplay info, so you can better understand what each of them involves, and determine which you would like to give a shot at first. While these new changes certainly have fans excited, it will be exciting to see what else Fortnite has up its sleeve for Fortnite Season 2. As many know, Epic Games has been working with a number of notable developers and publishers over the last couple years to bring characters from the crossover video games into Fortnite. In honor of Dead Space Remake coming out this Friday, it seemed fitting that there was yet another crossover to come to Fortnite Island. Early this morning, Epic Games revealed the upcoming season for their massively popular Battle Royale game, Fortnite. In a Chapter 2, Season 6, story cinematic, Zero Crisis, characters from a variety of universes are thrown into the fray in Fortnite. The Peely character was introduced in Fortnite way back in Chapter 1 Season 8 Battle Pass, being the Epic skin. Agent Jonesy has also had a special relationship with Peely, and fans were excited to see them reconnect during the opening cinematic of Chapter 2, Season 6. During Fortnite's Chapter 1, Season 9 cinematic trailer, it was revealed that, after being trapped together in the bunker for who knows how long, Agent Jonesy finally turned the character of Peely into a cooling shake. Back in Season 9, Jonesy turned Fortnite's main protagonist, Peely, into a smoothie in order to survive being trapped in a bunker. Peely was also frozen in carbonite to announce the arrival of the Mandalorians into the Fortnite universe at the end of last year. Another franchise
featuring Harrison Ford killed Peely on Fortnite as well, and Chapter 3, Season 3 marked Indiana Jones' arrival to the island. In Chapter 2, Season 6, Raz is the NPC who convinced players that Kevin the Cube was returning to Fortnite. After saying this, Snapshot's Peely is still in the loop, regularly returning to Fortnite on item shops. Since its inception in Chapter 1, Season 8, the humanoid Fortnite banana has not caught a break. Since then, Fortnite's Jonesy has been more commonly known as Officer Jones, while other skins have solidified their spots among the roster of characters on Fortnite, such as Meowskulls and Fishstick. Fortnite is available to play on PC through the Epic Game Store, PlayStation 5, PlayStation 4, Xbox Series 10, S, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and Android. Since its introduction to Fortnite in 2018, Fortnite's creative mode has inspired players to build some amazing maps across various genres, including gunplay, hide and seek, zone wars, and, of course, Deathrun. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1711. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time. The Pod Bot App. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. Podbot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent, and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.